Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, March 10th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Deadly sectarian violence hits Nigeria. Churches are asked to help special needs children, and teams move into the evangelistic training season. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Nigeria, where a wave of deadly sectarian violence is ravaging Plateau State. Fresh skirmishes erupted after Muslims opened fire on a church just 3 weeks ago, killing nearly 50 believers. Open Door's Jerry Dykstra believes it's indirectly related to the threat of enforced Islamic law.
12 of the 36 Nigerian states have implemented full Sharia law, and of course that's very disturbing. We know that over the last 5 years, around 10,000 people have died as a direct result of Sharia related clashes.
As to the effect of Sharia implementation on evangelistic work, Dykstra explains,
Open Doors is upholding pastors there, training pastors and so forth, and conducting seminars. Nigeria right now is just a powder keg, and we need to lift up those Christians in that area.
Open Doors continues helping train pastors and church leaders, assist with literacy training and economic relief, and delivering Bibles in Nigeria. Meanwhile, Christians around the world are being asked to pray for tribal believers in India as radical Hindus are attempting to reconvert them back to Hinduism. These Hindu radicals are the same people that the media in India are calling Christian-hating fanatics. According to the World Evangelical Alliance, radical Hindu groups are targeting 400,000 tribal Christians with clothing, food, and in some cases, offering an education to reclaim Hinduism as their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. There are thousands, perhaps even millions, of special needs children in the United States. Children that have been abandoned, neglected, or orphaned through some kind of tragedy. These little ones are drawing the attention of Bethany Christian Services' Kimberly Offit, who's heading up their Partners in Prayer program.
It's a recruitment effort. It is the responsibility of the church, the body of Christ, to save this generation of lost children. So Partners in Prayer is actually all about the churches getting more involved in prayer and recruitment for children that are in foster care or who need adoptive homes.
Once Christians know about the need, they get involved, adopting children and ultimately sharing Christ with these special needs children.
I don't necessarily mean that they're handicapped. It's just the simple fact that you're older than 5. If you're African American, you're special needs. If you're a part of a sibling group, you're special needs.
Partners in Prayer hopes to expand into other states. Next, one aspect of the Frontline Shepherds Conference is healing. Global Advance's Mark Rylander gives this account of what happened to a group of pastors at the Burkina Faso meetings.
These men started boarding this bus from different backgrounds and different denominations, all Christian denominations, mind you, and when they got on this bus, it was literal silence. These men had not spoken to each other. It was as if they were enemies because they just happened to be from different denominational backgrounds.
Rylander says aside from teaching, there was, more importantly, healing in the evangelical community.
For 3 days, they attended our Frontline Shepherds Conference, and they had to interact. They had to minister together. And in the midst of that, God was doing a unique thing, so unique that when they got on the bus to return to their villages, these men hugged, they prayed, they worshiped together out loud for 2 or 3 hours that it took to get back to their village.
And the Evangelical Free Church Mission has a special outreach program geared to the 20-somethings. It's called Take 12 and is a one-year church planting internship for college grads. This project is a designed cross-cultural ministry study meant to serve the indigenous church. Pray for Take 12 interns who are just now arriving overseas and beginning language study. Pray for their adjustment to a new language and culture and that they would be a blessing to the missionaries and national churches. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.